It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.
What does the future hold? Examining biblical doctrines, history, and current events. It's Prophecy Time. Author and Pastor Alan Davis will help you have a better understanding of biblical prophecy. Using the whole counsel of the Word of God, Pastor Davis unapologetically promotes and defends the literal, personal return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now with today's Prophecy Time message, here's Alan Davis.
Yes! My name is Alan Davis, and I'm thrilled to death that you're with us today. I am a minister and preacher of the simple gospel message, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As individuals who are saved have been delivered from the wrath to come. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9 talks about the salvation of your souls. And 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 to the divine nature. Notice the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1, starting with verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold or suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Paul said this in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And notice the words of Paul also in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And notice why an individual needs to be saved. As we listen now to the words of Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 9, verses 41 through 48. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into a fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. In other words, you need to deal seriously with sin in your life. if it is causing you to offend one of these Christians or one of these little ones, do you have the assurance of your salvation today? Or could you die in your sins at any moment?
Sharing the love of Christ, it's prophecy time.
In appreciation for your gift of $20 or more, we would love to send you a nifty pocket-sized book that will help you to be a more confident soul winner. It is a small book that easily fits in your pocket or bag. I have one and study it often. It comes in handy to read on the bus or train. Its Prophecy Time program needs to be 100% supported. I know we can count on you. We will gladly send you a vest pocket companion for soul winners written by R.A. Torrey to express our thanks for your $20 or more contribution. Yes, we do thank you.
Bible prophecy. Do you fear what's to come? It's prophecytime.org has near 200 points of study to help you make sense of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy helps us understand the wrath to come, how to avoid it, and stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. It's Prophecy Time works with Bronx Building Baptist Church. Go to itsprophecytime.org to donate $20 and keep this powerful ministry on WMCA. Any humble gift will help us reach the unsaved. itsprophecytime.org.
The It's Prophecy Time message today is entitled, The Fierce Anger of the Lord. Part 1. The Bible talks a lot about prayer, as Paul talked about in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And notice also what he said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And notice what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. And notice what Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Talking about individuals who are worthy to escape. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. All these things that shall come to pass are very closely connected to the prosperity of the Antichrist. That Antichrist is spoken about in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. And there are many names and or titles of the Antichrist in the Bible, one being the willful king of Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. And it says this, and the king shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that that is determined shall be done. The Antichrist is spoken about as the man of sin in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. The son of perdition, also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. That wicked, or that wicked one, or that lawless one in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. The beast in Daniel chapter 7, verse 11, who has a body that is destroyed and given to the burning flame. He is spoken about as the beast out of the sea in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. the strong enemy in Psalm chapter 18, verse 17, the violent man in Psalm chapter 18, verse 48, the head out of the house of the wicked in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 13, the proud man in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 5, the king of Babylon in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 4, the king of Shishak, or the king of Babylon, in Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 26. And Jesus talked about in Luke chapter 21, verse 24, about the times of the Gentiles being fulfilled. We see in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 7, that he is spoken about as the destroyer of the Gentiles. And in this chapter, we see all of this destruction. Talking about this, starting in verse 19, the Bible says this, my bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. For thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. And notice the words of Jesus Christ again here in Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. There are many symbols in the book of Revelation, and one of them being the wine cup found in Revelation chapter 14, and we're going to be picking up here in verse 8. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. This wine cup of God's wrath spoken about here in Revelation 4:10 is a symbol that alludes back to the book of Jeremiah chapter 25, and we're going to be picking up here in verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup of the Lord's hand and made all nations to drink unto whom the Lord had sent me, to wit, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof, and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, an hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Azah, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan, and Teman, Buz, and all that are in the utmost corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world, which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Shishak, or the king of Babylon, shall drink after them. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye, and be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword that I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, then thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and should ye be utterly unpunished, ye shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall even come to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth, and the slain of the Lord shall be in that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in ashes, ye principal of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherd shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and an howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard. For the Lord has spoiled their pastures, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He hath forsaken his covert as a lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. Let's refer now back to the words of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. The wrath of the Lord is spoken about in Revelation chapter 6, verse 16, and the great day of His wrath in Revelation chapter 6, verse 17. And notice what the psalmist said in chapter 2, verses 2 through 6. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my King, Jesus Christ, upon my holy hill of Zion." And notice what the Bible says in Revelation 15, verse 1. "And I saw a sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God." Today, are you an individual who has been saved and is worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass? If you're uncertain about your eternal destination today, and if the Lord is drawing you to Himself, bow your head in repentance and faith in the simple gospel message of Jesus Christ, that He died, that He was buried, that He rose again from the dead, and pray something like this: "Dear God, I am a sinner. I am sorry, but I received You now as my personal Savior because I believe in the simple gospel message, His death, His burial, and His resurrection. I receive You now as my Savior. Amen."
A breath of fresh air. It's prophecy time.
If you just prayed this prayer to receive Christ as Savior, we would like to send you a booklet for new converts that will help you grow in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. Please call 646-314-3625 so we can get this booklet in the mail to you as soon as possible.
Helping you stay close to Jesus, it's prophecy time.
Would you consider visiting one of our church services? Our next scheduled Sunday morning services in the Bronx will be on Palm Sunday, March the 24th, and Easter Sunday, March the 31st, starting at 10:45 at the Bartow Mall, 2049 Bartow Avenue, room 28, lower level. Please try to visit us on one of these 2 days.
You're listening to It's Prophecy Time.
Thank you for listening to It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis. Generous listeners like you make the airing of this program possible. Contributions are greatly appreciated. Write to It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Here's the address again. It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Join us again for the next scheduled program of It's Prophecy Time.
It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from Evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.